Good Sunday morning to you. Keith Finnegan here with Father Dearmuth and Mark Roberts, who are sitting in Studio One this morning indeed. And it's good to have your company on this Sunday. So do stay with us. We have a lovely Mass for you. Prayers to the faithful. And Dearmuth, morning to you.
Morning, Keith.
It's Communication Sunday.
Communication Sunday, Keith, it is. I suppose it's the fundamental task of the church is to communicate the message of Jesus Christ to all people through all time. And it's just a privilege to be here in, as you described it, Studio One here in Sandy Road. People mightn't recognise or realise this studio. It's quite sizeable, and want to reassure them that we're keeping social distance. You're over there on the other side.
I'm well away from you.
And Mark is off to my left with his guitar. Yeah. So we're keeping the rules, and I think that's a right thing to do, because there might be a temptation for a little bit of slippage. Mm. Just before we start, Keith, can I just... I'm sure you have the same issue as I do about this Mass. More and more, Keith, people are contacting us and asking for particular anniversaries, yeah, for particular requests, for particular mentions. And I know that you have the same situation as I have. All I can offer is that everyone who contacts me, and anyone that contacts you or the station, Keith, all I can offer is that either our intentions, in our hearts, in our prayer, that they are included. There are anniversaries, wedding anniversaries and social anniversaries, as well as the anniversaries of those who've died. I know that always coming to Mass, it brings up memories for myself of those who've gone before me. And I'm sure that's the same with everybody, but particularly with social distancing, when we feel a little isolated, yeah, our emotions are more acute, yeah, and more attuned. So What I'd like to do is, before we begin Mass, to take a moment to pause and ask you, across Galway, across Mayo and Clare, across Ireland, across Europe, indeed across the world by the power and technology of the internet, for you to decide, rather than me, what the intention of this Mass is. I don't have to say names. I don't have to name families. You can do that. It's your task. Who is this Mass for? Who do you remember? Who do you want to pray for and want prayed for? And let you set the intention. Can I ask you to remember the people who would normally come to Mass with you of a Sunday? Think of your own parish church. Who do you sit beside? Who sits in front and behind? Who's way over to the left and up to the right? They're your crowd. They're my crowd in my own church. I know where almost everybody in Oranmore sits. And as I'm speaking to you, I can imagine the church at home in Mary as well, and know who are in the various seats and places. I want to say that the people down at the back, you think I don't see you, but I see you best, and you're always with me too. Can I ask you to remember your own priest? Who should be saying Mass in your place, in your parish today? And if you haven't been to Mass in a while, you'll remember the priest of your parish or the priest from long ago. Can I greet this morning too those who are attending Mass and listening to this Mass in hospital, in nursing home? I have a special grow this morning for those who are on their own. If you're on your own, please don't feel isolated. You have the prayer and the support of over 40,000 people who are listening to Galway Bay FM this morning. And you have the prayer and the support and the presence of Mary, the Queen of the May, who constantly intercedes for you with God. Can I speak too to a group that are significant and important to all of us? And they are those who are in sixth class in primary school, who should be making their confirmation around now. And also, can I speak directly to those who would be doing the Leaving Cert at the moment? Much of the talk is about the Leaving Cert. It's on, it's not on, it's going ahead, it's cancelled, all those things. But what's really significant too is, if you are in a situation where you would be doing the Leaving Cert, in all likelihood too, you are in your last year in secondary school. And in all the debates and conversations about the exam, it may have been forgotten that this is a hugely important year to you, a year of transition, a year of letting go the ways of secondary school, a year of taking on the ways of new life, new beginnings in third level, in employment, or in whatever way and whatever choices you have made for next year. The Americans would call it closure, and there may not be the closure you normally would have, for this is the fortnight of graduation masses and graduation ceremonies. If you would have been doing the Leaving Cert this year, you are significantly important and the focus of our prayers at this Mass as well. To all our listeners, I ask that you take a little time. Be aware of the people there with you in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedroom, or in your car. And rather talk than asking for God for big things far away, we ask God for small things nearby. It's the feast of the Ascension of our Lord, and we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all and with your spirit. We've been talking there about relationships, people that are close to us, people that we share our life, our journey with. All sin is a breaking of relationship. That's the definition of sin. It is when relationships break and when we are responsible for it. Relationship with God, relationship with other people in the community, a relationship with ourselves, for we are our own greatest critics. God is the mender of relationships. For broken relationships, we ask for healing and forgiveness. A hearne den trokere, a hearne den trokere. For words we've said when we should have stayed silent. For actions untaken when we should have acted. For the mistakes we've made. Lord, we don't want, we're not able to live out of those mistakes all our lives. Let them go. A Christ in Throkera. A Christ in Throkera. Mend our relationships, Lord. Mend our relationship with you. Mend our relationship with others in our community and in our family. And Lord, mend our relationship with ourselves. A hearne den Throkera. A hearne den Throkera. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father. You take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. For you are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And on the Feast of the Ascension, our opening prayer is this. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who believe that your only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day to heaven, may in spirit dwell already in heavenly realms. We ask this and all the many prayers we say this morning at this Mass through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Keith is going to take the reading. Mark is going to sing in place of the psalm, and then Keith will take a second reading. Thanks, Keith.
The first reading. In my earlier work, Theophilus, I dealt with everything Jesus had done and taught from the beginning until the day he gives instructions to the apostles chosen through the Holy Spirit. He had shown himself alive to them after his passion in many ways. For 40 days he had continued to appear to them and tell them about the kingdom of God. When he had been at the table with them, he had told them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for what the Father had promised. It is what you have heard me speak about. John baptized with water, and not many days from now, you too will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now having met together, they asked, Lord, has the time come? Are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or the dates that the Father has decided. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses, not only in Jerusalem, but to the ends of the earth. As he said this, he was lifted up while they looked on, and a cloud took him from their sight. They were still staring into the sky when two men standing nearby said to them, Why are you men from Galilee standing there looking into the sky? Jesus, who had been taken up into heaven, will come back in the same way as you've seen him go there.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, a pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. soul has to console. To be understood has to understand. To be loved has to love with all my soul. Make me a channel. Pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. Oh, Master, grant that I may never see so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you.
The second reading. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give you spirit of wisdom and perception of what is revealed, to bring you full knowledge of him. May he enlighten the eyes of your mind so that you can see what rich glories he has said that the saints will inherit. You will see how great power that he has exercised for us believers. This you can tell from the strength of his power at work in Christ. He used this to raise him from the dead and to make him sit at the right hand in heaven, far above every sovereignty, authority, or domination. He has put all things under his feet and made him the ruler of everything, the head of the church. This is his body, the fullness of him who fills the whole creation.
Make disciples of all the nations. I am with you always. Yes, to the end of time.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
So let's go back to Ash Wednesday. If you count in your fingers, it's 40 days from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday. Continue to count. It's 40 days from Easter Sunday to Ascension Thursday. And then 10 further days from Ascension Thursday to Pentecost Sunday. Ascension Thursday should have been last Thursday. They moved it to the Sunday. I'm not one that normally speaks up or objects to things, but that's one decision that I find difficult. I think Ascension Thursday should be on a Thursday. But today's Mass, this Sunday, is now called Ascension Day. Today's Mass, our prayers and our readings are for the Ascension. The Lord be with you. The reading is taken from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. The 11 disciples set out for Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had arranged to meet them. When they saw him, they fell down before him, though some hesitated. Jesus came up and spoke to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And teach them to observe all the commands I give you. And know that I am with you. Yes, to the end of time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you look at any piece of art depicting the Ascension, you'll always, always see Jesus leaving his disciples, ascending in the air, in the sky, letting them go and leaving them behind. Most art depicts the Ascension from the ground, through the eyes of those friends of his who had gathered on Mount Tabor to say goodbye. I'm a country boy, and there are aspects of city life that I'm still unfamiliar with and not used to. It was only in recent months that I realised when there was a village or a town or an estate or a place written in print at the front of a bus, that that's where the bus is going to. I never really thought about it, but if I had to think about it, I would have imagined that's where the bus was coming from. But up on the very front of the bus, that's the destination, that's where the bus is going. That was a novel, a new revelation to me. And when we see the Ascension, we're caught up on Jesus saying goodbye, on Jesus leaving, on Jesus letting go. We're caught up from the view through the eyes of the disciples in Mount Tabor. As he ascended into heaven, we see him flying far away. We've never seen the view from the other end of Jesus arriving home, of Jesus being embraced by the Father. His work done, his task accomplished. We never see his arrival back in heaven to sit at the right hand of God. That going home is important to you, and it's important to me. Home is where the heart is. Home is where we belong. A house is built of bricks and stone. A home is built of love alone. The day I went to Maynooth, which is 37 years ago, my father took me out to the footpath outside our house. My father wasn't a talker. He didn't talk. I know that he felt emotion deeply, but he found it really difficult to express it. Like most Irish fathers, he never said the soft and intimate things. But he took me out that day to the footpath in front of our house as the car was ready to take me to Maynooth. And before we sat in, he pointed at our house on the street at home in Kilfenora. And he says, "Dermot, that's your home. And wherever you go, wherever life brings you, whatever happens, you're always welcome back here. No matter what happens to you in life, you're always welcome home." 37 years ago, I remember being told that by my father. Can I say to you on the Feast of the Ascension that you too are always welcome home? Many of us feel that we don't quite fit in life. Many of us put on a face to manage, to negotiate the choreography of life. Many of us don't feel at home always in our own skin. But we're always welcome in God's arms, in God's place, in God's space. We're passing through this life. This world isn't our natural environment, and sometimes we can feel even allergic to it. But there is a home waiting for us. There is a Father welcoming us. And as my dad said to me so many years ago, "Dermot, you're always welcome home." You too are always welcome home. I want to ask that Keith and that Mark would put words on our prayers, recognizing that you too have your own intimate prayers that may be only known to you. But Keith and Mark, will you help us formulate some of the words that we want to say?
We pray for our church leaders, bless Pope Francis, Bishop Brendan Kelly, and for all of those people who have positions of leadership in the church past and present as they preach and live the gospel life. May they be a source of inspiration and hope in these troubled times. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for our country. We pray for our country, for her leaders, and for our people. We pray for our farmers, that they will have the weather for a good harvest. Our Leaving Cert students, that they will have all the affirmation they require and deserve. Our teachers, that they will have all the support and goodwill that they have earned. Our frontline staff in hospitals, nursing homes, and in the community, that they will know the grace and presence of God in all they do. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
I love this one. We pray for those who have the wisdom of years. Lord, help us keep those who give us so much to our community, to our church, and healthy and safe. Even though we can't embrace those people right now at the moment, let them hear and let them know that they're never forgotten by us or by you. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those in our community who are sick. Lord, give all who are sick, at home or in hospital, new strength and new hope. We think too of those anxious family members who cannot visit their loved ones at this time. While their presence is greatly missed, allow them to understand that love is unquestioned. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for our fellow listeners in Galway City County, Mayo, Clare and across the world, not leaving out other counties, but all of them. Through the wonders of technology, we're listening to this Mass with thousands of others this morning. Each listener, though, listening to us this morning, has their own needs, troubles, and indeed thank yous. We're going to pause for a moment to allow each person listening to this broadcast and this Mass by Dermot this morning, say that prayer that is most important to them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for all those we love and miss who have died. We pause for a moment to remember them by name, our beloved dead. Lord, bring our departed loved ones safely home. May they stand in your presence for eternity, knowing your light and peace. We say together,
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace.
Amen.
And included in that last prayer, Mark, are all the people, and there have been many who have contacted me and Keith and the station. There are so many anniversaries. There are so many memories. There's always a feeling of loss, of letting go. For all those who are remembered in our anniversaries, in our minds and hearts, we ask that God will bring them safely home. Just two things, Mark, before the offertory. I'm going to use the Ballinacorty chalice. We've used it before. It is inscribed 1739. That means this chalice has been used throughout the famine years of the 19th century. It has been used throughout years of rebellion, 1803, 1848, 1867, 1916. It has been used during civil wars, wars of independence and world wars. It has been used in good times too, in Mary. It has been used at weddings and at baptisms and at wedding anniversaries. This chalice, if it could speak, would speak a deep and long history of church and of faith in Ireland. It's my privilege and pride to be allowed by the people of Ballinacorty and Mary to be the custodian of this chalice these days. There's one other thing I want to say, that we are going to, during the consecration, ring the bell. We haven't had a bell up to now. But Keith Finnegan tells me he has never been an altar server.
No.
That he never served Mass. So I nominate, appoint and delegate Keith Finnegan for the first time in his life to serve Mass. Thanks, Mark. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have bread to offer, fruit of the earth,
and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever.
Make it yours.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have wine to offer, fruit of the vine, and work of human hands. Let it become for us our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Lord God, we ask you to receive us, to be pleased with the sacrifice we offer, with humble and contrite hearts. Wash us from our iniquities, Lord. Cleanse us from our sins. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his church. Almighty and ever-living God, accept from our hands these gifts. Let them become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, our brother and Lord, through whom we make all our prayers. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It's truly right and just. It's our duty. It's our salvation. Always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and us, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exult in your praise. Even the heavenly powers and the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory. Isnefa, nefa, nefahu, ahirne diana slu, ta nyavagas talav lana de glor, hosannas na harja, ispanian tetag chaktin enem un tirne hosanna snaharja. So we come to the Eucharistic prayer. Again, can I ask you to close your eyes, to be aware of the people who share your house, who share your family, who share your life, the people that are important to you, the people that you want to draw close together. And I know too today that we have listeners across the world. We have listeners in Australia, in Cambridge, in London, in Athlone, in Limerick. We've listeners in Miami. We've listeners in Scotland. We've listeners in France. And we've listeners throughout Ireland and beyond. We're drawn together by this Eucharistic prayer. You are holy indeed, O Lord. You are the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we implore, by sending down upon them your Spirit like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of our faith, when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have counted us worthy to be here in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that as we share the body and blood of Christ, that we would be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church in all the counties, countries and communities where this Mass is heard. Your church spread throughout the world. Bring us all to the fullness of God's charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, Benedict, our retired Pope, Brendan Kelly, our Bishop here in Galway, and Martin Drennan, our retired Bishop. Indeed, we pray for all your people. This Sunday, there are many anniversaries. And you too have your own people that you've known and love and miss. Grant, Lord, that all our faithful departed would see the light of your face. Have mercy on each one of us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we would merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise you and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. There are none of us experts in prayer. We all feel self-conscious, and we all feel unworthy, and we all feel unable. The disciples felt the exact same, and they had the sense to go to Jesus and say, Master, teach us to pray as you pray. And he taught them these words, and these are the words of Christ. And if you say these words, they're not your own, they're his, and they are powerful. We pray across Ireland, across Europe and across the world through the power of technology. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we would always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. My friends, the peace of the Lord be with you always and with your spirit. That old saying is that you never miss the water till the well runs dry. We've never really realized how much we miss hugs and handshakes until we're not allowed to have them or give them or accept them. Will you say a prayer for the person you want to hug most? Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Across the West, across Ireland, across the world, behold, my friends, this is Jesus Christ. This is the Lamb of God who takes away our sins and the sins of the world. Be happy that you and I together can, through the power and technology and gift of communications of the radio, can listen to these words and can share spiritually this Eucharist. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring each of us to everlasting life. Mm. And as Keith and Mark and I take Holy Communion, we say, an act of spiritual communion, so that everybody who is listening and beyond can share. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Most Holy Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and I unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you.
Mark the body of Christ. And Keith, the body of Christ.
Just after Holy Communion, a very short prayer, but a well-known prayer. It's the prayer of Charles de Foucauld, and it's called the Prayer of Abandonment. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all my heart. For I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence. For you are my Father. We draw to a close. Keith, at the beginning you said this was World Communications Day. So on my own behalf and on behalf of the community I represent in Oran Mór an Mary, but also on behalf of listeners throughout Ireland and throughout the world this morning, can I thank you and Mark? Can I thank Galway Bay FM for living up to the call to be good communicators of good news, that this is a station that draws people together, that this is a station that is the epitome of all that is good in the west of Ireland, for the care and concern you have for the liturgy every Sunday, for the time and space that you give us and make. And I know, Keith, you won't mind either if I also speak of Midwest Radio and Clare FM and all the other local stations throughout Ireland that do such good work. And I know neither will you mind if I speak of our local newspapers and all our local media, who more than any group during this pandemic have sought and have worked to create good news, to create safety and goodwill for all our people. If you work in the media yourself, today is your day. You are in our heart, you are in our prayer, and you are in our affection. Keith and Mark, for here today, but for every Sunday since this pandemic began, on behalf of all your listeners, thank you. Friends, the Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless every one of you, the people you know and love, that know and love you, in God's name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Mark, thank you.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe. was displayed. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee.
Thank you so much. And we hope that you enjoyed it. I certainly did. One of the finest mornings I've spent. Thank you all for being there since 11:30 this morning. We join you live from Studio One tomorrow morning starting at 9:10. From your studio, Keith Finnegan, Mark and Dermot. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.